Left-wing clergy responsible for 500,000 abortions before Roe v. Wade ramp up efforts. By Penny Starr on May 30, 2022. Several left-wing, pro-abortion activist groups led by so-called clergy are ramping up their efforts to make sure women can abort their unborn children, including transporting them to states where abortionists are still operating. Katie Tsai, who is described as a pastor and CEO of the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, bragged about the coalition being responsible for killing 500,000 unborn children between 1967 and 1973, the 6 years before the U.S. Supreme Court made abortion the law of the land with the Roe v. Wade ruling. "It's so central to our faith to care for people. So it's no surprise that clergy were part of the group helping people get abortion care," Tsai said in a Business Insider article. Business Insider wrote glowingly about the efforts to increase the number of abortions and interviewed several activists, including Tsai, who claims only white nationalists are against ending the lives of unborn children. Tsai said clergy today are simply continuing the work on reproductive rights that religious leaders have been doing for decades. She acknowledged the perception that people of faith, particularly Christians, are widely opposed to abortion, but said it's inaccurate. "It's just that there's a very vocal group of what we call white Christian nationalists that have made this the central issue of their political platform, and they have used and weaponized Christianity, in particular, to make it seem like this is just an obvious thing, that if you are a Christian then you must be anti-abortion," Tsai said. The outlet also spoke to Ruth McKenzie, described as a chaplain who accompanied women in Texas who traveled to New Mexico to get an abortion. McKenzie is hoping to expand abortion numbers by moving to Minnesota so that women from nearby states that restrict the procedure can come to that state. "We will be like New Mexico is for Texas," McKenzie said. Elena Ramsey, executive director of Faith Choice Ohio, said her group is raising money to help women travel to get an abortion. "This is a deep part of the moral commitment that faith traditions have to serve their neighbors and show up in times of crisis and beyond," Ramsey said, calling the people who opposed abortion religious zealots who do not speak for me as a Christian. Daniel Cantor, the senior minister and CEO of the First Unitarian Church of Dallas, told Business Insider that the Texas law that prohibits abortion after 6 weeks led to the travel for an abortion program. Cantor's remarks reveal that the law has saved lives. "Whereas before it went into effect, they facilitated 100 abortions daily," he told the outlet, "that this decreased to 30 pregnant mothers asking for their help, half of whom they weren't able to due to the mothers being further than 6 weeks into their pregnancies." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.